Hi, this is Steve Stearns from OutsideHealthAndFitness.com, and the following is a segment from the Outside Health and Fitness podcast. For complete episodes and more information on getting outside and in shape, visit OutsideHealthAndFitness.com.
We've reached a point in human existence where, you know, as Pierre touched on, we cannot deal with the level of toxicity that we place on ourselves. It's why the World Health Organization last month came out and stated that they're expecting cancer rates to go up globally by 70% in the next couple of years. And they also mentioned that the treatment of cancer is almost helpless. They can't do anything. They really have to look at prevention. We have to look at how to get the cause of the problem out of the body. And that's the environmental toxicity problems and the metals and everything else, because that's the cause of the majority of the issues. It's a matter of just saying, look, if you remove what the problem is and you let the body take care of the rest, the body's going to heal itself. Or if you're an athlete, if you start to remove this stuff from the areas where there's blockages, like in the brain, the big area, your mental focus is going to improve. Reaction time is going to get better. You're going to perform better. Depending upon the sport, you might be able to zone out more because you're able to find that area where before there's blockages and your body can't communicate that. And we see great benefits in proprioception, which is the key at the elite levels of performance.
That's impressive. Impressive stuff.
Yeah, it's quite, you know, it's quite fun. And like Kent was touching on, it's the simplicity and the passivity of the product that makes this really unique.
So I hope you enjoyed today's segment. For full episodes, visit OutsideHealthAndFitness.com/get show. I'll send you downloadable show notes, exclusive content, and more, so you never miss another episode. I'll even send you a copy of the Blast Off Bodyweight program as my free gift to you. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.